Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right now. Today's episode is called Nosy. Nosy ass. I tell you, people always like, okay, get up. No, seriously, stand up. Stand up on your feet. Stand on your feet. Well, what does it say? On your toes. I don't know. Be at attention. Stand up straight. You know, come on now. Pay attention. Get up. Up, 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 up. And now that you're up, now what? Okay, so you're up, you're checking every social media outlet that you possibly can. You know, you've 6 a.m., you're sharing shit on Twitter. You share it to me, you're on Instagram, like you missed some shit. I don't know. Facebook, like you missed some shit. I don't know. Like, literally, that's what it's come down to. Like, if you don't want to get ahead, you don't want to make any money, you got to be out there responding and posting and doing this and that. It all comes down to, I guess I just don't have that same bone about me, because believe it or not, if you throw me a bone, I'll catch it. I will not go hunt for a bone. I'm not nosy. But let me tell you something about you nosy ass people. You act like you gotta know every damn thing. Everything ain't for you and everything don't pertain to you. So I tell you what, you stay jumping on your toes and the early bird to get the worm. You gonna get more than the damn worm. I know you done heard the stories about the nosy motherfucker poking his eyes and stuff through, you know, and people poking his nose in business and shit that don't pertain to them, and then something happened to him. We live in that generation now. We live in that time where mind your business is key. It really is. There are people who, oh my God, we got the Karens that there's no such thing as that ain't they fucking business. They literally think it's they damn business. They literally think it's they damn business. And Karens are not just white. They just seem predominantly white at this point because of the racism and the other tags that go with the Karens. I've seen Mexican Karens. I've seen one or two black Karens. Not that many black Karens. That's just not our lane. Like, mama didn't raise them right. That's a malfunction. That's a complete malfunction. That's a fucking anomaly, actually. It's rare. But anywho, nosy. Like, okay, I'm going to give you an example of nosy. If you're going to have sex with somebody and, you know, y'all didn't got past whatever preliminaries, y'all get to that level, y'all on that level. You know, when you get to that page, like y'all in a room and both naked, really, at that point, you forfeit any fucking thing that you had of concern. The only thing that is like a major deal breaker will get you kicked out the room, shit's over, not happening, is if one of y'all motherfuckers stink. It just that, you know, if he can smell your coochie, that can cancel the whole show, right? Just like that. But other than that, y'all made it to like the you know, that's the end, literally. It doesn't even matter how the end turns out at this point. Y'all made it to the end because y'all both in a room naked. Y'all made it past a whole nother level. You forfeit a lot of shit, like literally. You don't go back and start asking questions, say, you know, I prefer that you shave your coochie as opposed to letting grow into a wild bush down there, because I like little mini froze on pussies. But you don't get to determine that at that point. You get what you get. And you need to deliver, because, see, you talked all that shit. I'm going to eat your ass from here to there. Well, now you got to eat through the goddamn jungle And that's on you. That is all completely on you. You know, you talking about how you can suck a watermelon through a nigga dick and then he got dinkleberries and hairs that he ain't cut off that motherfucker. Now you gotta suck through the forest. It just is what it is. You can't go to certain points in life and then think that it ain't on. Like, oh, you know, we in this room and I just realized you really not my type. No, you got naked and we both in here naked. You was my type. you was a type. You the type. So it doesn't even matter if it's mine, yours, his, hers. You the type to can bring your ass in here and get naked and it's going down. Like, it doesn't even matter that you 100 pounds overweight. Who cares? At that point, it don't care. We moving roles out the way and it's just going to go down. That's the thing about getting your ass in somewhere. That's what nosy people do. That's what happened to nosy people right there. That shit right there. And then you try to back up and retreat and you can't get your ass out of the situation. That's what happened to you nosy ass people. But when you stay in your lane, which you nosy motherfuckers don't know what that is. But when you stay in your lane, you don't have to worry about them kind of problems. Because you take the time to sit back, get to know, be authentic about how you meet somebody. Be authentic about how you speak about yourself and what you put of yourself out there on the table. And you ain't got to worry about being so damn nosy. You ain't got to cheat off of nobody else's test. You ain't got to sit over there and try to figure all this shit out. You ain't got to say, oh, who else do she talk to and this and that. Because your nosy ass stayed in your lane, okay? I don't know why I'm so mad at nosy people. Probably because I got people that, you know, you nosy people be casting nosy motherfucker spells on you too. Nosy people, you know, ain't nothing worse than a nosy witch. Mm-hmm. I said it. I think it's some of them in the world. Everybody think because, well, you know, they may know everything. No, no, no. A nosy witch might not even know she a witch. But she got power in her tongue and power in them big-ass eyes. Always watching shit. You ever notice how the nosiest motherfuckers always seem like they got Graves' disease or something going on with their thyroid so their eyes bug out? Just interesting. Interesting as it could be that you got the biggest damn eyes because you nosy as fuck. You nosy and you gossip about people. You talk about people and your nosy ass. I'm telling you, nosy people always got big-ass eyes. Now, for you little-eyed, nosy people, you probably got something else going on with your ears. The little bitty, my grandma used to tell me, men with little bitty ears is stingy. Well, nigga, don't the ears continue to grow? Then this motherfucker gonna look like Dumbo? So anyway, I started looking at a man's ears. If he got little bitty baby-ass ears, I'm probably not going to like it. But then now they get my age. They got hair growing out their ears and hair growing out their nose. It's all kind of shit just going on. Like, don't talk about what the hell going on. If I got a hair or two coming out my chin and you got hair popping out of every which way and the shit's gray or white or whatever fucking color, don't play with me. I'll tell you, nosy people. Mm-hmm. Nosy people got a lot of physical attributes to how you'll know that that's a nosy person right off the bat. I promise you. It's just more to it. It's just more to it. And I noticed that a lot of nosy people have overbite. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to start looking. Some of them got pretty decent teeth. But for most part, I think a lot of nosy people got overbites. Just nosy. Just nosy. If you look at their pictures when they was younger, all the little nosy people always needed some braces and shit. Or they needed like that first set of teeth to just go to hell, you know, fall all the way out because them motherfuckers was laying on top of each other side by side. They laid their head there back to back like they was taking a girl video back. You know, you remember them pictures we used to take back in the 80s where we line up with your girlfriend and her back up against yours and y'all doing like a Charlie's Angels type thing. That's how these motherfuckers in their old pictures teeth is. Mm-hmm. I promise you. Look back. Nosy ass. Nosy ass. That's what it should say. You go back through your yearbook and you be like, nosy ass, nosy. Them the ones that still in touch with every damn body. Know what everybody doing. Know who got divorced, who had two babies, who this and that. I don't know shit about nobody I went to school with. Maybe one or two people. Now, I don't know. I don't even give a damn. I'm not nosy. And I just don't understand and can't comprehend nosy ass people. But hey. Nosy people exist. Nosy people have nosy people sex. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I already explained that part. But those people are the ones that will fuck off their money buying stupid shit, and then their bills don't get paid. It ain't that they don't make no money. They just don't know how to manage it. Mm-hmm. I'm telling y'all, there's characteristics to these type of people. Nosy ass. I'm going to give y'all all the rundown of the characteristics of a nosy ass person. But if you want to get the whole list of a nosy ass person with a lot more energy and a lot more of me, a lot more cussing. Well, maybe not a lot more cussing because, you know, I'm just me. But to get it raw and uncut and to get the full list of a nosy ass person, their whole attributes, characteristics, how to spot them, how to look them, how to avoid them, all of that, just hit me up on Vanoy. Straight talk with Tanisha. She said straight up with Tanisha. Yeah. Straight up with Tanisha. I keep messing that up. That's because enough of y'all with lying asses ain't brought y'all asses over there and check me out. Come on over to Vanoy. It's cheap as shit. If you ain't got $5 a month, okay, I understand you don't have $5 a month. Anyway, that's what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.